The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with Alicia Wolf. This amazing young woman is in Canada. So, you know, she's got to be something special when I allow a Canadian to guest right on my show and everything. She started Wolfpack Residential Cleaners in 2019, had some hiccups and stumblings with COVID. No one else probably knows what that's like, and kind of restarted again in April 2021. And we're recording this May 2022. So kind of a year back into it. She is in Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, Canada. That sounds wildly fancy. Is it at all fancy or is it just sound fancy?
It is not at all fancy for anybody who's listening. It's the province where Anna Green Gables came from. So
sounds fancy.
I guess maybe.
Maybe. All right. I guess fancy is in the eye of the beholder.
Yes.
So yeah, Alicia has been working with us for a minute and it's just gotten some really cool results. And I was hoping to, actually Apple does our booking, or Lindsay, somebody, I was happy to see her. They picked her, I'm sure, because they want to have her share her story. So why don't you walk through us kind of, Alicia, your biggest kind of fears, frustrations, what's been holding you back. And I know you've made some really big changes since we worked together, and just maybe give those out there struggling some encouragement.
Yeah. So it's actually been 4 weeks since you and I chatted on the phone for the first time. And when I contacted you, I was listening to your podcasts and I kind of felt like, I would say most people do, is you're just in this job and you're just living life. And I just felt like I wasn't getting anywhere. And so listening to your podcast, I'm like, that sounds like what I want. Sure, I was making good money cleaning, but it was killing my body. I was just like, every day I'd go home and I'm like exhausted and sore and no time to take care of those things. And then no time for my family. So although I was good at not overworking myself, working enough to pay my bills, I never felt like I was getting ahead. Mm-hmm. So listening to your podcast, I was like, holy, I need this. It sounds like what I need. And so, I called you, I did the text thing at the end of the podcast and then we chatted a little bit over text and then we spoke, during one of my jobs and I signed up and I,
Let me jump in for a couple of things because you're saying so many good things and I'll forget one if I let it go to like five things. I can only remember like two. So first of all, I want to encourage everybody listening. The key things I heard from Alicia are, 1 month ago today, she was working in her business, doing enough to get by, kind of paying bills. And that's so many of who we talk to are, I don't really love my job. It is a job. I'm cleaning toilets and I'm paying bills and maybe it's better than what I had before. And if I was broke and now at least I pay bills, and maybe it was worse. Maybe I quit a full-time job that paid more for less hours, but either way, it's more surviving than thriving. The big thing is I want 4 weeks. That's not a long amount of time. And that's, I don't even think she'd be in the program long. It took a little while to get everything set up. Second, she took action, right? At the end, we give a text number that goes right to me. I was able to jump on a call with Alicia. Oftentimes that's not the case. We have a team that typically does that. But, if you send a text to that message, I'll say, hey, and help you. I don't know how much I can do over text, but I'm happy to say, hey, and encourage the best I can. The big thing I'm hearing for Alicia that I want you guys to get is she took action, right? My least favorite part of the podcast, and I love the podcast, is we have tens of thousands of listeners and so few, like a couple hundred a month, might actually do something or reach out or take a step. So I want to encourage you. For Alicia, that step was give me a text, which is great. I'm so glad I got the honor to meet her. For you, it might be something different. But the only unacceptable next step, if you're unhappy with where you're at, is no next step. So to listen to this and go, wow, Alicia's great, Mike's great, everything's great, and then go back to cleaning, not doing anything, that's a guaranteed loser, right? And even if you take a step that doesn't work out the way that you want, that's a step. You at least have some sort of, you can't steer a parked car, right? So you don't know if you're going the wrong direction if you're standing still. So I would really encourage you, figure out through the process of listening to this podcast, you go, what's my next step? What am I going to do? And take some sort of action. And oftentimes it'll get you on the right path. But if it doesn't, it'll get you on the wrong path, but at least you'll be able to identify and adjust. But if you don't do anything, you stay where you're at, you're guaranteed to stay where you're at. So, all right. Once you kind of connected, what was the, I just love knowing when you came in, what were your fears? What were you excited about? What did we ask you to do that made no sense, that was hard? What did we ask you to do that made perfect sense, that was easy? I want to hear all of it, if you will.
Well, one thing that you, one of your core values is being real. And so part of the story that I kind of didn't really want to share today, but I'm going to do it anyway, because I have to be real. The reality is a year ago, my husband of 10 years told me and my three children to get out of the house. And I was not working at the time. So that's why I restarted my business. And so I gathered enough money to have a little nest egg to survive if cleaning didn't pan out. I actually took that money and invested it in you. And that was the scariest thing I've ever done. And so that was very difficult. But one thing that you kept saying on the podcast was, yeah, you guys can all do this on your own. You can take years and do it, or whatever amount of time it takes you. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of what gravitated me towards you, is that you're saying, yeah, you can do it on your own, but I've got it all right here. And so when we chatted, you said, if you just follow these steps, then you're going to be successful. And part of in this program that was really hard, the scariest thing was, I'm still cleaning. I'm still the one out there doing the cleaning. And how am I going to make the time to do the calls that we have each week and to do all of the modules? And that was scary, because I was like, I'm already stressed. I already have not enough time. And so because I did exactly what you say in the modules, I'm successful.
So I want you guys to hear Alicia saying the same thing over and over again. And just because she's saying it different ways, I don't want you to miss it. So the first thing is, she took action, right? All of you, by definition of the sound of my voice, are listening right now. Some of you will take action, you'll get different results. Some of you will do nothing, you'll get the same results. Then she said, you said you invested in me. You didn't invest a nickel in me, girl. You invested in yourself. I'm a bad investment. Grow My Cleaning Company is a bad investment. You investing in yourself is a great investment, as long as you take advantage of it. And three, she recognized, I could do it by myself. I'll have to figure out the trial and error, right? And right now I've proven to myself, I'm not willing to trial and error. You know, I'm just doing the same thing. I'm getting the same results. So I'm, you know, sounds like you were kind of a spot where you're like, I'm afraid to do anything different on my own. And it's scary to do, you know, to invest in myself and do something different. So doing the hard and scary things is really it. Whether it's investing in yourself, whether it's doing the things that we ask you to do, or whoever your coaches ask you to do, again, by definition, they're going to be different because you want different results. So most of what we do is more of what we're comfortable with that got us a crappy result. So we're like, well, we're making $12 an hour. We think it's $50 an hour cleaning, but we only count the cleaning hours. We don't count all the hours. When you're like, well, I'm working 60 hours a week, but I only clean 30. So, and you're like, no, it counts driving, docking, buying uniforms, collecting money, doing rags, hiring people, all of it counts. Right. So I just want to encourage you guys, if you want to have the same results, keep doing the same thing. If you want a different result, you got to do something different. The last thing that you said, Alicia, that I was proud of you when we first spoke, and I'm proud of you now, is that's a pretty crappy thing. There's no way you shake it out. And I'm not assigning blame, because I don't know and I don't care, but you were married for 10 years. You had these three children with your husband with the, I'm assuming, agreement, we're going to be together for the rest of our lives raising these children. And when that ended, it's very easy for someone to go, he's a jerk and life sucks and the courts aren't fair. And maybe that's all true. I have no idea, but you can't do a daggum thing about him, right? You couldn't control him when you're married. God forbid you try and control the man once you're divorced. you got no chance, right? But what Alicia could control is her. So I love that. Well, I guess I better get to work. And maybe it's not fair. I'm not saying it is. But at the end of the day, you got kids to feed, you got a life to live. And I'm just proud of you for owning your own reality. And again, these are things that are really easy to say, do something different, own my own results. And they're harder to do, right? That's why so many people don't just want the podcast. They need kind of a coach and or a team of coaches to help you do that. And if that's us, great. And if it's not us, great. But trying to do this alone,
That's a 1 in 100 proposition. So let's talk meat and potatoes. Once you got in, what were the things that we asked you to do? And did any of them work really well? Did any work really poorly? Kind of share with the kids at home what your experience was so they can maybe get some benefit.
Okay. What worked or what you asked us to do. So part of what the really big thing was to figure out who you were by finding our core values. And that's a really big thing because it helps us get the people that we want in our lives who click with us, I guess. And so having clients, having staff who are our core value match is like phenomenal. But then another big thing is just putting down our numbers and seeing what you're actually taking in from a client and what you're actually taking, like putting out. And cost of goods sold is, you know, in the business world, that's what it's called. And I had some clients who were 80, 90% cost of goods sold. That means I'm making dollars, like literally under $10. I remember one, it was $7 I made. Like that's not so great. So eliminating or not eliminating, but saying goodbye to some of those people, increasing prices because I'm worth it, because this is what I have to do in order to run a successful business, has really changed my ability to be able to run a successful business. Before it was just a job, like you said, just cleaning, making whatever dollar value. But now I'm able to take on those clients who I want to serve and who want me to serve them. And I'm able to do it in a much bigger, better way just by charging the right amount.
And so a couple of things, you keep saying so much good stuff. I hate to interrupt, but I don't want you to say 10 good things before we unpack a couple of the ones that you said. So the first thing she said that I really love is, hey, I didn't want to know my numbers. I was afraid of it. I didn't want to look at it. And I talked to y'all and you say things like when I, you know, here's my revenue, you know, what was your exact revenue for April? It was around $4,000. Okay. Around $4,000 or is $3,000 is around $4,000. So it's five. What is it? And pushed like, oh, I could get it. Well, then get it. Well, you know, there's always this, you know, and again, I love Alicia just being real. The real answer is, I don't know, Mike. And I know I should, and I feel guilty about it. But I don't know. You know, 4,000 is my best guess. It could be as low as 3,200. It could be as high. It's probably not higher. Most people always guess higher than it really is. Or some version of that. Whether we're talking or you're doing this on your own, that honesty of, oh, I got it. I know it. Or that my accountant handles that. That's not going to serve you. Right. And then I go, what's your net profit off of that? And it's almost always like, oh, it's the same, or it's a couple hundred bucks less. So you don't have insurance. You don't have a cell phone. You don't ever put gas in your car. You don't buy rags. You've never done marketing. You've never had a bad debt. Like there's all these expenses that and what they're really saying is I don't want to count it up because I'll be afraid of what I find, which has about as much sense as I don't feel well. I'm not going to go to the doctor because I'm afraid he's going to tell me I'm sick. Well, yeah, obviously. So the first thing Alicia did was, and I think we make up the excuse of it's going to be too hard, I'm too dumb, I don't understand math or numbers. But everyone we've talked to knows how to add and subtract and multiply and divide. That's this extent. So really what it is, like I'm afraid, is I don't want to see what's under there, which is fine. You get to do that, but then you're going to continue living the life that you want. So first and foremost, being willing to face our number. And again, it may feel a little wobbly for a minute. And then once we get our arms around it, feels fantastic. And the cool thing is once you get it nailed, you typically hold it, right? Like you don't, especially if you've got some coaching, it's not like you have to fight that fight again, right? You maintain it. It's a lot easier. So it doesn't feel great at first, like most change, but then it feels massively better. And you just have to go, like, I'm sure I've never quit smoking before, but I'm assuming it really sucks for the first week or so. And then your body starts feeling fantastic, right? But no one wants to go through the week or two to have the rest of their life feeling good. So that was the first thing I want y'all to hear that Alicia said that's key. The second thing is, let's be crystal clear. When she says 70% cost of goods sold, let's say since she's residential, let's say off a $300 account, at least $90 for profit and overhead. So she's like, I'm making dollars. It's like, well, assuming again, you don't have insurance, advertising. You do no professional development for yourself. You do no professional development for your employees. You don't spend any money to hire your employees. Like you have nothing. No, nothing. Not a cell phone, not a laptop, not a car, not gasoline, not tires, not windshield wipers, not registration, not nothing, which is insane. So we look at, that's called gross profit. But typically in a healthy business, you're going to have 30% overhead, right? And you can go, oh, I don't do any advertising. But yeah, and that's why you're tiny. Real companies have overhead, right? You don't need insurance, but you're not a real company. You don't need a cell phone to pick up your freaking, you know what I'm saying? I guess you don't need any of these things, but you're saying, I want to be a real company, but I want to have overhead. Well, real companies have overhead. So if you're at a 70% cost of goods sold, you're making nothing. Not just Alicia, anybody. If you're at an 80% cost of goods sold, it costs you money to hire this guy. So I just wanted to lay all that out there. So the last question I want to ask you is, unless you say something interesting, then I'm asked 47 follow-up questions. You sounds like you were listening to the podcast before. And this is what fascinates me because we started with just the podcast. I think I wrote a book, the podcast. I'm a freaking genius. Why is this business so hard? It's available on Amazon. It's a great book. Podcast is great. That said, the reason we started our program is people weren't getting results. They loved the book and they loved the podcast, but their life was the same. That's why I always jump up and down these podcasts going, don't just listen to the podcast, go, that was great. I feel fantastic. And then go do the same thing. Like that's like learning about a diet and listening to diet podcasts, but never changing the way you eat or move or exercise. Like that's who we fooling here, right? So, I mean, I'm not that entertaining. If you just want entertainment, go find a pure entertainment podcast, you know, and then just enjoy it. Don't make any actions. But that said, what made you change, Alicia? Because obviously you listened to the podcast prior. Most people, I don't know your circumstance, have heard some podcasts where I talked about you have to have your pricing right. Sometimes you got to raise prices. You heard it. You knew it. I'm guessing we gave you a little extra information, but it wasn't the I'm guessing, you tell me, was it the extra information we gave or what magically happened once you started getting a coach that you actually took some action as opposed to just going, I know I should raise prices and doing nothing?
Because it was so simple. Like you have it in the modules so simply that it's like anybody could do it. If you can type numbers into a computer, you can figure out how to price your jobs the right amount and see the profit. Like I look from last month to June and I'm up 63% in profit for June. But you know what's really exciting? Like this is the exciting part. Because I had to look at it before we got on the call. In May, I did 68 cleanings, averaged 68 cleanings. In June, I'm doing 55 cleanings.
So you cut your business, and again, we're still going to get you out of cleaning. But for now, whether you're cleaning or someone else is cleaning, you cut it by 20%, give or take, and your profit went up by 63%.
That's right.
That's a big deal, kids. That's a big deal. And the cool thing with these decisions are it can take a long time and lots of little decisions to get into this hole because we don't know and we don't know how to feel and it feels complex. And, you know, I love what you said, Alicia, like, hey, you simplify. What I heard you say is you guys simplified it for me. You made it feel within grasp. And we try to do that on the podcast, but it's hard when it's one to many in little 20-minute chunks as opposed to one-on-one and, you know, coaches that know your personal circumstance. That said, simplification is good, but the beautiful thing is we didn't just change this and then you're going to go back to where you were. You now know how to price. Your books are handled. So even if you didn't do anything else, right? And obviously the only thing I wish it was as easy as just raising prices. We wouldn't have to go through a whole 9-week program. We wouldn't do all the crap that costs so much time and money. So that's a piece of it. But the cool thing about this piece is it's set up. You're good. That's not something you shouldn't go back to. Oh, I'm going to give my money away. And once you raise prices, that 63% isn't just for now. That's forever. It's going to keep going, right? And you'll now price new people. So I want to encourage you guys. Oftentimes to get in a spot, it takes dozens and dozens of, I don't want to say bad decisions, but decisions that take you away from your goal and they compound on one another. And it feels like it's going to take that long to get out. For Alicia, it was just a couple things that felt complex that she simplified in terms of understanding your numbers and getting control of what she charged her customers. And she was able to make in just 4 weeks, right? So I want to encourage you guys. And now here, let me tell you what Alicia could do. She could go, I don't have my employee funnel up and I'm not getting as many new customers. And there's dozens of things that are undone, right? So what Alicia, I don't hear Alicia saying is my business is now perfect. Everything's great. 4 weeks in, your life will be magic and you'll skip, you know, into the sunset. Cause I, if that's your result, I'm like, I need to get in that program because that's not a program we offer. But she said, I made a life-changing result in 4 weeks. And in the next 4 weeks and 4 weeks after that, I'm going to continue adding these systems and knocking down the three or four or five key components that build a cleaning company. I love all of that. All right. That's no more questions, but I want to just give you the floor to say anything you can to give value to Cleaning Nation any way you see fit, Alicia.
I know when I listen to podcasts, I'm like, okay, so where's that owner standing as far as cleaning themselves? Well, right now I do have one employee. And so I'm cleaning half of the amount of time I was before. So that's great. I'm not out of cleaning yet, but I will be. I have a goal. But the other
super. Well, and hold on, just to clarify, if your total cleanings went down by 20% and you have an employee who I would have been cleaning 60 or 70%, you cleaning 40 or 50, as long as you don't burn them out, you're doing far less than 40%. So again, not only did the total profit go up, but if you look at the hours invested, Alicia, I don't have the math in front of me, but we could do it, right? And maybe she was making 10 bucks an hour before, and the compounding effect of I'm working less, the profit went up, and I'm working and I've got another cleaner helping me and I'm leveraging that, your hourly rate might've gone from 10 bucks an hour, which you can't raise three kids on, because then you get stuck. I'll work 80 hours a week because that's the only way you can ever pay bills, making 10, 15 bucks an hour. Now you're making 40 bucks an hour. You're like, okay, I can, that's my blended rate. And I've got time. I've got extra time I can use to do $200, $1,000. You have extra not spare time, but additional time to work on your business as opposed to in it. But when you're just in it all the time, and by the way, what's one of the first things Alicia said? I was scared. You're going to give me more work to do. And I couldn't see the work that I was doing. Well, of course, because yes. And if our whole coaching was, well, what are you doing? Double up on that. Well, you don't need us for that, right? You've got to stop doing one of our coaches. Tracy talks about your to don't list. You've got to be just as clear on your to don't list as you are on your to do list. So just wanted to say, when you casually mention, oh, I got a cleaner, so I'm cleaning half. It's like, no. The whole company has 20% less jobs and you're making 63% more money and you're cleaning half of that, assuming your new person only cleans half. And assuming the system you used to hire this person will never work again, you can never hire. I'm like, you have to make a bunch of bad assumptions to come up with a really good outcome. Or if you just go with some common sense, you go, holy crap, I'll probably be out of cleaning forever in a month or two. And even if, Alicia, you make the same money, right? Because obviously you got to hire cleaners that cost money. Even if whatever you were doing to pay bills, working 60 hours a week, cleaning, doing bills, blah, 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 you're now working 15. I don't know about you, but that's life-changing for me, right? That's time for your kids. And that's time for, God forbid, Alicia get some personal time to have some self-care. All right. So I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm just so excited for you. Continue giving any value you see fit.
Well, just with the changes I've made, I actually still am making this, let's be easy on this, taking into my bank account the same amount as I was when I was doing all the work and not running a business, just having a job and having other people do the work for me. So once I do find that second employee to do the rest of the work, I will still be able to pay the same bills and live the exact same with changes over the last 4 weeks as I was working 8-9 hours, 5 days a week. So it's scary, but it happens really fast when you just do it. And today I was so excited because this was a really scary part, is you increase your prices and to be paid what you should, because it's simple math. How much does it cost to do the job? And how much do you need to do to pay everything else? It's really easy. But still you see that big number and you're like, oh, nobody's going to take it. But then when you do your walkthroughs and your perfect prospects, I had one today and I gave her a price and she said, okay, because I did all the work I had to do. I just listened to what you keep saying, what the modules are. And yeah, like you said, anybody could say the words that you're saying, but we do have to put in the work to do it, because I wouldn't get the results if I didn't show up to the calls on Tuesday and Wednesdays, if I didn't go through the modules, if I didn't make those difficult phone calls to my clients, if I didn't tell my prospective clients that I expect this quality of a client. If I don't set my rules, I'm not going to be successful, no matter how much money I spend on coaching or cleaning products. So
I hope you guys are hearing what I'm hearing. Alicia, and I'm going to totally put words in your mouth, Alicia, and if I misrepresent you, please cut me off and settle my hash. But what I hear you saying is, yeah, there were some things I had to learn how to do differently that were fairly simple once explained to me simply. But what I really hear is you going, I started understanding my value. I know what I was worth. And I had confidence. And again, that's what a community can do of you see other people doing, you're like, well, that guy or gal doesn't seem any smarter than me. And if they can get that kind of money, I can get that kind of money. As opposed to a lot of people, you don't understand, my business is different. It's like, okay, well, I've only been coaching specifically owners of cleaning companies in every province in Canada, all 50 states, 20 countries for 7 years. But I'm sure you're the one person, you know what I'm saying? Like Alicia's just like, all right, I'm trusting the coach. They know what they're doing. She did it. And I'm hearing a lot of Alicia changed how she believed first. And then it was very, I don't want to say easy, but simple to do what she needed to do.
It was easy.
Easy could be overstated, but
you just do it and it's easy. It is.
But you just do because it. You had the new beliefs, it was easy for you. Had we not been able to upgrade your beliefs, not only would it have been hard, it would have been, I don't want to say impossible, but you wouldn't have done it. So I just want to give you an encouragement because it's you, Clean Nation, as well as Alicia, you personally. We get that probably monthly, if not more, where someone says almost incredulously, I saw my next kind of new client and I told them the price and I was waiting for them to freak out because it was waiting. They're like, okay. And then you're almost like, what the hell have I been doing for the last X amount of years? Like, are you kidding me? I was just working for free for no, I didn't even have to. They're totally fine with it. It's like, yep. So the two ways to ingest that is you can beat the crap out of previous Alicia, who's dead, right? You can beat her all you want, but that girl, you ain't got a time machine. You can't change her. Or you can be really excited for future Alicia, which is still, that story is still being told by you. So, all right, Cleaning Nation, for those of you, I know there's a subset of you that are stuck in cleaning. You're not making enough money. You're like, that's me. I'm cleaning all I can clean. I can't do more. And even if I did, I know I probably wouldn't make enough to make it even worth it. I don't even want to get a new client because it sucks. This is your like kind of moment of truth. You can go, that guy can't make me do anything. He's just a dumb voice on the thing. Next. That's okay, right? You'll keep getting the life that you've been getting. Some of you are like, not today. I can't. I won't. Not anymore. A lot of you might be cleaning right now. Listening to as you clean and go, what? This isn't what I signed up for. This is not why I'm here. If that's you, there's two options. One, you can stay, listen to the outro. There shall be the text where you can get me and that will be me. Two is you can go to growmycleaningcompany.com. There's a free on-demand training that is the best place to start. And at the end, I believe you'll get an opportunity to talk to one of our folks. All that's free. We're just here to help you. We select a very few clients that we take, and that's the only time we charge money, but that may or may not be you, but that doesn't matter. Our pricing has nothing to do with this. You being committed to getting a new life, that's the conversation you got to have with yourself today. And if you're committed to do something different, do something different. If you're committed to keep, if you're okay getting what you've been getting, keep going. We'll talk to you in 6 months or whenever, when you're like, I can't live like this no more. All right, Clean Nation, check out growmycleaningcompany.com. Shoot me a text. Talk to you soon. See ya.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.